too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at realcountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Still waiting to get the one-to-go signal so we can get back underway here in the Hollywood Casino 400. So while we wait, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Kansas Speedway, the NASCAR Cup Series, and our premier partners, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity, as we run the Hollywood Casino 400. I'm Alex Hayden. To my right at the broadcast booth is Jeff Striegel. To my left is championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Out in turn number one, that's Dave Moody. In turn number three is Mike Bagley. At the exit of the pit lane is Steve Post. At the entrance to pit road is Alan Cavana. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
We are working last. Lap 151, we have 116 laps remaining in the event, 14, make it 13 now as they come to the line. In stage number two, we've had 13 different lead changes among nine different drivers. Christopher Bell has led 111 of the 151 laps so far, and Christopher Bell right now is the race leader. William Byron's led 24 laps, currently it's Christopher Bell, Zane Smith, as we work under the caution flag. Ty Gibbs, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, top five. Joey Logano, sixth. Martin Truex Jr., seventh. William Byron and his teammate Chase Elliott go 8 and 9. And Ross Chastain has just cracked into the top 10 for the first time this afternoon.
Every race vehicle this weekend has been carrying names of cancer heroes, put on to this weekend by the Martin Truex Jr. Foundation along with the NASCAR Foundation. It's presented by Advent Health. So why don't we highlight one of our cancer heroes, Benji Elliott from Danville, Virginia. Sadly, Benji lost his battle with cancer back on June 14th. He was nominated by his family, specifically by Jenny Elliott Arne. Nominated their father, Benji Elliott, because he is our family's hero. Found out their daddy had stage 4 kidney cancer in February of 2020. Why did they select Joey Logano? Well, their dad had a love for cars and racing since the 1970s. Now his grandchildren carry on that love. Favorite driver from one of his grandkids is Joey Logano.
Learn more about each of these individuals. Visit the NASCAR or visit NASCARfoundation.org/cancerhero.
12 laps to go. Stage number two. Valuable championship points on the line when we get to the green and white checkered flag as the green flag goes in the air. Christopher Bell on the inside lane gets away with the lead.
Yeah, it's a good getaway for C. Bell. He is clear by a car length into turn number one. He's going to hold the bottom at least for now. Zane Smith on the outside. Gibbs on the bottom. Alex Bowman three wide around the outside for third.
And they're four wide mid. Pat Kyle Busch comes sailing around the outside of the racetrack. Up front, it's Bell and Zane Smith in positions one and two.
Boy, Zane took a shot at Christopher Bell going into turn number three. Couldn't make it stick there. Bowman goes to third. Behind them, they are side by side. Behind that, they're three wide.
Right behind them is the battle for the number four spot. Blaney down low, Gibbs up high. Battle now for second. Alex Bowman drives under Zane Smith. Smith will cross him over.
Bowman slides across the nose of Smith. Here comes Smith back to the bottom, wheel to wheel for second as Seabell gets away with the lead. Behind Smith and Bowman, here's Blaney and Gibbs wheel to wheel.
They have been side by side for the better part of the last 20 or 30 laps minus the caution flag. As we come back to the line, Christopher Bell getting away with the lead. The battle is from second on back.
It is indeed. Good battle right now for position number 6, 7, and 8. That's where William Byron feeling the heat from Martin Truex Jr. Ross Chastain in the hunt as well.
Closer to the front, Alex Bowman crosses over. Now an inside lane run on Zane Smith with Ryan Blaney behind Bowman. Smith is going to let the car drift up top. Bowman and Blaney all the way at the bottom.
Nine laps to go. Stage number two. Bowman now to second. Zane Smith back to third. Here comes Ryan Blaney. Here comes Ty Gibbs and William Byron.
Blaney's done most of his work on the bottom of the racetrack. This lap will be no different. He goes down to the white line. Try to put a wheel to the inside. side of Zane Smith.
Side by side for third. They race up the back straightaway. Ty Gibbs behind them. William Byron as well.
Trouble back straightaway. Austin Cindric gets turned. He goes sliding down into the infield runoff area as they head for turn three.
After running 13th, Austin Cindric goes for a long spin. Not sure, Dave, if he collected the inside safer barrier or not.
Hard to tell from my angle. Mike Bagley might be able to see it a little better than I. He came out of the pack like he was shot out of a cannon. Definitely some contact about midway down the back straightaway.
Austin has refired the car, and he has made contact with the inside wall. The right front wheel is not rolling. There is damage on the right front for Austin Cindric.
Boy, as we watched him come off turn number two, that car just hung a left and shot down on the skid pad there. Tried to save the car the best he could and came, like Mike said, just in slight contact to the inside retaining wall. He's on pit road right now. Kyle Larson, problems early in the event. Christopher Bell got the wall, but obviously, that has not slowed him down. And now Alan Cavana limping his way towards you is Austin Cindric.
And you can see the damage on the nose, the right side of the nose. Both right side tires are down. They have two jacks out there now trying to get the right side of the car up. That's the big struggle right now. It has not happened yet. So now they're trying to lift the car so they can get one jack under there. It's still an issue. They're just having so much trouble because both right side tires are down. They're trying to go to a different spot. An unraveling for this two team at the moment. They were having a good day. Then they had an issue on pit road, went back. He made his way all the way back toward the top 10. The car is now up on the right side. The right left, the right front is off. The right back is off the car as well. Now they're trying to do the same on the left side and then assess the damage, just trying to not to lose too many laps here.
Yeah, tough break. He's lost one of them already on the playoff picture. Austin Cindric, because of this, has fallen all the way to 12th place, 28 points out of the cutoff.
Six to go when they come back around the racetrack. There is only one safety vehicle on the racetrack. That safety vehicle up in turn number three. It'll tuck behind the wall here shortly. We may have a sprint race to the green and white checker with a lot of stage points on the line. And when you take a look at it, Alex, you get to some of the playoff drivers just outside of the top 10. Briscoe, Reddick, Hamlin, stage points. This could be a free-for-all if we go green.
Yeah, it could very well be, but they also have to just tiptoe that fine line of being aggressive, but also trying to keep your car from getting into the wall like we just saw Austin Cindric do, and finish this race and maximize your points at the black and white checkered flag as opposed to the green and white checkered flag.
Right now, pit road is open. An opportunity to play the strategy card as we get close to the end of the stage, and a number of drivers will elect to come off the racetrack, including Joey Logano.
Yeah, Joey Logano, one of the playoff drivers in my section, choosing to pit. Kyle Busch as well. Not a lot of takers in terms of playoff drivers, Steve Post, but it's Austin Cindric back on once again to assess the damage.
Martin Truex Jr. brings his car in, and Ross Chastain is in. Daniel Suarez is in as well. Mr. Chastain is not in. Suarez is in. Going to be four-tire Sunoco Racing Fuel. Here's the strategy with this. They are what we call on road courses and places like Pocono, flipping the script on this one. They are yielding the stage points here in this stage. When the stage caution comes out, all of the cars that are going to get stage points are going to pit, and these cars will likely stay on the racetrack. So right here with just a few laps left in stage number one, it is going to be interesting to see big picture how the strategy plays out with these pit stops here on lap 159.
It will indeed, as this will unfold. And with this strategy call, you got two objectives, Jeff. A, don't go a lap down, and B, don't get caught up in the weeds in the middle of the pack and wrinkle up your race car.
Well, you don't want to do that. That is for sure. You know, you've been in this situation before, Todd. A driver that just pitted more than likely is not going to have a shot at a top 10 finish to complete the stage, but yet you're sitting there, you're 24th, 25th. What's the message to the driver? Because obviously you can't just roll out of the throttle and let everybody go by you, or you give up the track position. What's the message to your driver?
I think you've got to take advantage of, try to be at the lead of the cycle you're involved in. The guys that just came here, you want to be the first guy that comes off here and figures this out. Alan Cavano, we've got the 22 car coming back to pit road.
Yeah, coming back. Again, they were one of the few cars to pit. I was walking down to find out what the strategy was. Now coming back to find out what the issue is. They are back on the right side. Coming around to the left, we'll have to see if they thought there maybe was a loose wheel or they didn't get them all tight. We'll find out here in a second. But Joey Logano back on pit road. Four fresh tires back for Joey Logano.
So Logano will pull back out onto the racetrack. Not sure. We'll wait for Alan to confer with the race team to find out exactly what the reasoning behind the pit stop was. With a short run, you know, you get seven sets of brand new Goodyear Eagle sticker tires, plus your qualifying set of tires that had laps on them. With a quick short sprint, did they put their scuff tires on just for that? I don't know. We'll wait for Alan to find out. Todd, what are you thinking?
I'm reading through it, and I don't see where they think they had a loose wheel, but they talked about running on the apron and coming back in. I think they had a loose wheel, and they decided not to just tighten those wheels up. They want to look at the wheels. They swapped out, put a different set on.
Yeah, that's what we are hearing right now. It was a loose rear wheel on the Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang Dark Horse for Joey Logano, and that's going to relegate him all the way back. There's a grand total right now, 32 cars on the lead lap. He's ready to go from 32nd. Sprint now to the green and white checkered flag. Four laps remain, and here they come. On the front row, Christopher Bell and Alex Bowman. Right behind, Ryan Blaney and Ty Gibbs. Green flag in the air. We're back at it. Christopher Bell trying to get away. Down to the inside comes Alex Bowman behind them. They're already three wide.
Bell got a good jump, but he couldn't hold the advantage into turn number one. Bowman goes to the bottom of the racetrack. For the moment, he'll have the lead. Steve Bell trying to crank it up high. He won't get there.
And Ty Gibbs will follow through and get the third position from Ryan Blaney. Bowman, the low leader, sliding of the racetrack, trying to block the advances of Seabell, and Bell's in the wall in three.
Second time today, Christopher Bell's bounced it off the safer barrier. He's going to lose third. He's losing fourth. He'll lose fifth. Significant damage down the right side. Christopher Bell in the middle of the field.
Three and four wide. They fly around the limping Christopher Bell machine. He's dropped back to the tail end and maybe out of the top 10 after that bout with the wall.
But he is at speed, and right now he is to the inside of Chase Elliott, racing down the back straightaway for the eighth position. Bell this time through, he'll take the low lane and still get passed by cars.
Two laps to go in stage number two. It's Bowman, Gibbs, Blaney, top three, William Byron, Brad Keselowski, and Carson Hocevar.
Christopher Bell still trying to stop the bleeding, and it's not happening. They continue to stampede past him, two and three wide, as he plummets back outside the top 10.
All the while, Alex Bowman at the front of the field is away with the lead. He leads by three car lengths over Ty Gibbs. It's another three back to Ryan Blaney, and the same back to William Byron.
Off turn number four, they'll get to the line. We'll begin our final lap of stage number two. Alex Bowman has the purple Ally Chevrolet at the front of the field.
Ty Gibbs trying to go hunting and run him down here on the final lap of the second stage. Gibbs will go to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to take the short way around. He's still about a car length back on Bowman.
But he did make ground that time off the second corner. Question is, can he seal the deal off the end of the back straightaway? Bowman brings the Ally Chevy right to the bottom. Gibbs had the run. Got to stab the brakes and now change lanes.
Green and white checkered flag is waving here at the start-finish line. Stage two is over. Alex Bowman has scored his first stage win of the season. Bowman claims the stage two win. It's Bowman, Ty Gibbs, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, and Brad Keselowski. That was your top five to the line. Yellow lights on all the way around the racetrack as we go under caution on lap 165. The rest of the top 10, Carson Hocevar up to sixth, Kyle Busch seventh, Martin Truex Jr. eighth, Chase Elliott ninth, Chase Briscoe 10th. Where in the world did Christopher Bell fall to? All the way back to 16th.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage is presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. We continue under the caution flag here at Kansas Speedway. There'll be 100 laps to go next time by.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Pit Lane will open up this time by, for those who choose to come to Pit Road, remember, just a handful of laps ago, 8 to be exact, a lot of drivers did come to Pit Road. Carson Hocevar and Kyle Busch were two of those drivers. They were able to drive up into the top 10 and earn stage points. Here they come up off turn number 4. Alex Bowman will come in. Oh, Ty Gibbs does the old fake. He'll stay on the racetrack. We've got about 8 cars that elect to come in, Alan Cavana, including Alex Bowman.
A lot of discussion, but an important stage win for Alex Bowman. They talked about 2 tires. Let's see what they do. They're around to the left side. They will do 4 tires, so no go fuel for Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney says he needs to be better on the longer run, Steve Post.
Denny Hamlin just had a lengthy conversation with Chris Gabehart. Do we want to play defense and stay out on tires, or do we want to be offense on new tires? Denny cued the mic and said offense. Here they are on pit road. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. This group off from pit road, Alex Bowman is going to lead the battle off of pit road. Christopher Bell, he said he got aero-blocked and drove the car right into the fence. He apologized for the team. They took a good look at the right side of the Ream Toyota. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. They don't feel like they have any problems right now. We'll probably have to wait till we get up to speed to know that definitively.
So again, not everybody pitted, but the top 5 off of pit road, Alex Bowman, Blaney, Byron, Keselowski, and Briscoe staying on the racetrack and taking the lead under caution because he did not pit. Ty Gibbs, he last pitted on lap 145. We're working lap number 168. So it's Gibbs, Hocevar now, second, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., and Ross Chastain. That is your top 5.
We've got 99 laps to go in the Hollywood Casino 400, so let's review some of the keys to winning today's race. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to the race are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Todd Gordon?
Yeah, I really feel like, to me, and we talked about this in the pre-race show, the ability to have your car run in different lanes than where everybody else is. We've seen a couple guys, Alex Bowman being one, Ryan Blaney being another, and Joey Logano being a third, able to wrap around the bottom of this racetrack and make passes down there. Being flexible down through there, that's a big deal. The other piece we've seen, execution on pit road, making sure that you don't have to come back and call in the right race. This last stage from here to the end, we're limited on tire sets. So how that falls with cautions, you wanted to call the good race.
You know, one of the things we talked about at the top of the broadcast is we see Kyle Larson bring his wounded race car back onto pit road. They continue to try to just get that car better and better. Is the fact that if you're a playoff driver, you got to get out of here without making mistakes. We've seen mistakes happen all day long.
Yeah, we have. Six of our playoff drivers have already had problems, including Chase Elliott, who had an engine change and had to start at the back of the field. Kyle Larson spun and caught the wall in lap 18. Denny Hamlin's had not one but two problems on the pit lane. You had Austin Cindric with a loose wheel, got in the back of the field, then crashed on lap 157. He continues on. Logano had an unscheduled stop for a loose wheel, and now Christopher Bell, he caught the wall off turn number three while running at the front of the field.
Here's another interesting fact. The future of NASCAR on display here. When we take the green flag, we have a pair of 21-year-old drivers, Todd Gordon, at the front of the field to lead the field back to the green. Ty Gibbs, age 21. Carson Hocevar, age 21. Row 2, depending on the choose, a couple of veterans, potential Hall of Famers for sure, in Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. I think this is why you become a NASCAR fan. You learn to love it. You've got the veterans, you've got the young guns, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, and it did work out that way. Kyle Busch ended up outside of the second row, Martin Truex Jr. inside, so we've got two steely veterans right there behind two really young guys that have had a lot of potential. We'll see where this plays out. Ty Gibbs stayed out. This is a little longer on tires. He came at 145 was the last time he came to pit road. Chris Gayle decided to leave him out there, get him the clean air, and see where it goes into this last run.
William Byron picked up the Stage 1 win. Alex Bowman picked up the Stage 2 win. Ty Gibbs in the Toyota will lead the field back to the green flag in front of a couple of Chevrolets driven by Carson Hocevar and Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. in the Toyota, and Ross Chastain in the Chevrolet. Top five. Highest running Ford right now is seventh. That's Chris Buescher. Mike Bagley, lights out. We're ready to go with 96 laps remaining.
Got some new players at the front of the field. Can't wait to see how this is going to shake out. You got Carson Hocevar, who's going to restart to the inside of Ty Gibbs. Behind him, Martin Truex Jr. to the inside of Kyle Busch. Then you got Tyler Reddick to the inside of Ross Chastain. They're in the first three rows as we are get set to get back at it here in Kansas.
A couple of very young, aggressive race car drivers up front. Hocevar has led a grand total of 11 laps all year long. Green flag goes back in the air. Gibbs on the outside. Hocevar on the inside. Truex right there. He looked for a moment about stacking them three wide. He does not.
I would have bet the farm that somebody was going to go three wide out of that second row. They Carson Hocevar away with the lead off turn two.
Ty Gibbs comes flying around the outside. They're still side by side for the lead. They're side by side behind them. Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. Here comes Ross Chastain looking to go right up the middle.
Three wide for third as they come racing back off turn number four. Chastain in the middle and rolling. He's got Kyle Busch to the outside. Truex to the inside.
The Mellon man try to thread the needle as they dive bomb into turn number one. Truex on the bottom. Chastain in the middle. Kyle Busch on the outside. They're still three deep to the back stretch.
Meanwhile, Carson Hocevar takes the lead up the back straightaway. Ty Gibbs to second, and that three-wide action, it'll settle down with Kyle Busch winning that battle and taking third.
94 laps to go off turn number four. Carson Hocevar leads here at the Kansas Speedway. It's Hocevar, Gibbs, Busch, Chastain, Truex, and behind them, they're side by side.
Top five have settled down into single file formation, but behind them, Tyler Reddick is on the move. He goes to the low line to bypass Chris Buescher.
And he'll slide across the nose of Buescher out of turn two, and he will take position number six. Battle for second up for grabs. Here's Kyle Busch to the inside of Ty Gibbs.
Ross Chastain right there in fourth and looking on. Busch trying to make the pass on the inside. Can't make it stick there. He'll go back to third, but he's under attack. Here comes Chastain down to the inside.
Ross Chastain dials up the low lane. He'll dive down into turn number one. Run middle of the racetrack. Now puts the squeeze on Kyle Busch. Ross Chastain goes to third.
Bush had to burp the throttle coming out of two. That'll give Chastain third. Bush to fourth. Side by side for fifth. Couple of Toyotas. Here's Reddick to the inside of Truett.
Haven't talked about Tyler Reddick virtually all day, but now he is inside the top five, running fifth, getting by Truex. Further up, Ross Chastain on the move. He wants second, and he's got it.
Chastain is hot to trot. He is picking him off a car a lap since the restart up to the number two spot. Now he'll set the crosshairs on Carson Hocevar.
He will indeed do that, while Kyle Busch has put the crosshairs on Ty Gibbs in a battle for third. Good racing inside of the top four and top five. Oh, Tyler Reddick does a dive bomb into three, and Kyle Busch threw a major block.
Boy, he certainly did, and now he may give up another spot. Tyler Reddick will, because Truex will get by him. Momentum, Todd, killed right there, but it was for a moment like Tyler Reddick was on the move.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that came here at 159 before the caution, before the stage, took tires, got a little bit of track position, but he's had a really good aggressive run forward to get himself into the top five. A
couple of Chevrolets are out front right now. It's Carson Hocevar, but here comes Ross Chastain. Chastain wants the lead here at Kansas. Ross down to the inside, Carson to the outside, side by side, back to one.
Chastain feeling his oats. He's got the best race car he's had this afternoon. He will drive underneath Carson Hocevar. Hocevar tries to cross back over. Not going to happen. Ross Chastain to the lead.
And as that happens, Kyle Busch goes to third. Ty Gibbs falls to fourth in an awesome battle for third. That will shake out with Kyle Busch taking the spot in his blue and, or make that his black and gold Chevrolet.
That is the number three spot Kyle Busch has. Ty Gibbs is right there in the fourth position. Behind him, it's Martin Truex Jr. Dave has methodically worked his way to the top of the leaderboard.
And he's closing in on the back bumper of the Ty Gibbs machine. Martin Truex generally running the bottom half of the racetrack. He is right there for fourth.
Haven't heard a lot out of Martin Truex Jr. today. He is right now in the fifth position, pressuring Ty Gibbs for fourth. Here's Gibbs. He'll take it to the top of the racetrack. Truex is going to take it right down the middle of the banking.
And Dave, Martin Truex Jr. has been quiet today, sometimes overlooked, but always running inside the top 10.
It's been that kind of a year for MTJ. The success that he's had has been quiet, not winning multiple races and contending for championships, but he may have one in him here this afternoon in Kansas.
Right now, he's having a solid run in the fifth position. Still focusing on the battle for second. Once Kyle Busch broke free of Ty Gibbs, Kyle's going to work on Carson Hocevar. Here's Hocevar dialing up the lane from the bottom of the racetrack in three and four.
Trying to find some room to work there. Further up, Martin Truex Jr. looking for room to race against Ty Gibbs for the number four position. While they do that, Kyle Busch wants second.
He's going to look to the bottom of the racetrack on Carson Hocevar, who's running midway on the banking. For the moment, Hocevar will be able to hold him off.
Kyle Busch with a strong race car right now at this point of the race. He looks to the inside out of two. He'll find no room to race. Now Kyle's going to take it to the top as Hocevar takes it to the bottom.
And again, Alex Hayden, 19 years consecutively that Kyle Busch has won a race at this level. It's in jeopardy this season, but Kyle Busch is as strong today as we have seen him, as he just got by Hocevar for second.
Yeah, he really is. He's having himself a good race. The car wasn't quite handling well early on, but crew chief Randall Burnett and that entire team have used every single pit stop to make the chassis adjustments they need to get the car where it needs to be. He now joins Ross Chastain, Carson Hocevar, Ty Gibbs, and Martin Truex in the top five. None of the top five are playoff drivers.
And if you want to go a little bit deeper, it's been 50 races for Kyle Busch. It's been 45 races for Martin Truex Jr., and he looks good as well.
He just really picked up another spot going into turn number one as he drives underneath the Ty Gibbs automobile. You can move MTJ to position number four.
He will take that fourth spot. Gibbs falls back to fifth. Good battle for sixth starting to brew. You've got Tyler Reddick that's trying to hang on to the spot, and William Byron right now pressing him for it.
As Martin Truex Jr. dives to the bottom of turn four to try to take away the number three spot, he does pass Carson Hocevar, so give Truex third. Ross Chastain's the leader with 84 laps to go.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway is proud to be your local destination for live sports wagering. Whether you're looking for a great place to eat, the hottest slot machines, or the friendliest dealers, Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway has you covered. Along with Penn Play member rewards, Hollywood Casino is your best bet before, during, and on every NASCAR race at Kansas Speedway. Hollywood Casino, Penn Play, and Kansas Speedway, a winning combination.
We now have a playoff driver in the top five. It's William Byron, has gotten by Ty Gibbs. Byron is up to the number five position. Ross Chastain's the leader. Kyle Busch is second, and Martin Truex Jr. third. Carson Hocevar is fourth, and William Byron rounds out the top five down to 82 laps to go. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
19 consecutive green flag laps have just been run. Ross Chastain up front. Chastain has led 12 laps now. He is the third driver in line on the lap leader count. Christopher Bell has led the most by far today. A total of 121 circuits. William Byron second on the lap leader with only 24 laps led.
Well, when you take a look at the top three, Ross Chastain has not won a race since last year. Phoenix, Kyle Busch, 50. Since he went to victory lane, Truex 45 since he went to victory lane. The driver that, since we put him under the green flag, you just mentioned 20 laps ago, has been William Byron, who is up 17 positions.
And he has got fresher tires than those in front of him by not too many green flag laps. But Todd Gordon, I guess any green flag lap here at Kansas can really take its toll on a set of tires.
Yeah, not only green flag laps, but heat cycles. When you run tires and we have a caution, then you refire on them, it's almost like that takes a little bit out of the tires. So it's not just the laps, but the actual number of heat cycles the tires had on it.
The driver out of Las Vegas, Nevada is looking for the race lead, and that is Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch is gone hunting. He's in that middle lane. Top side is Ross Chastain. Kyle Busch is there, and he wants the lead.
He started a run to the inside out of two. He backs away. Had a great run through turn two. Chastain able to leg it out, though. Chastain up against the wall, and Kyle Busch goes one lane off the bottom this time through.
And let's see what Ross Chastain does. Keeps it topside, does Ross, as they come up off turn number four. Kyle Busch still right there. A car length and a half in arrears.
Ross Chastain's a pretty good aero blocker. He knows how to put his car where the other guy does not want it to be. So far, he's been able to keep Busch at arm's length.
Yeah, Busch will start a run. Looks like he's gaining a car length, maybe two, but with Chastain having the outside lane air blocked, that leaves little options for Kyle Busch. Right now, Busch is going to go right down the middle of the banking as Chastain continues to ride the wall.
And one of our front runners is on pit road, Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney has never recovered since that restart. He's been on the radio the last 5-10 laps saying something is wrong with the car, I need a fix. The crew was keeping him out there, but finally Blaney himself made the decision to say, I'm bringing this in right now. We need a fix. Four new tires for Ryan Blaney.
As has the battle for the lead. Hits the back straightaway.
It is separated by half a car length with the lap car of Jimmy Johnson in front of them. Here's Kyle Busch. He looks to the bottom. Chastain riding the wall yet again.
74 laps to go. Off four. Kyle Busch is there. Chastain throws the block. He'll lead him back across the line. Kyle Busch still riding right on the bumper.
Chastain going with his strength, that extreme outside lane right up next to the wall. Kyle Busch trying to make the best of what's left. This time around, he'll follow off turn two.
But he'll lose a car length, maybe two, to Chastain as both these drivers are quickly gobbling up Jimmy Johnson. Johnson sees him coming. He'll go to the bottom of the racetrack and let the leaders pass to his outside.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's had a rough day after getting a piece of that opening lap crash damaged race car. He continues to soldier on. Now eight laps down as the battle for the lead continues.
Ross Chastain actually putting a little daylight between himself and Kyle Busch in the last lap and a half or so. That lead that was just inches a moment ago is now up to four car lengths.
And that's building right now as Chastain has found some grip and some speed and some momentum in the outer reaches of this banking. He'll bring that orange and black Kubota car to the top of the racetrack, still in command of this race.
Five car lengths separating Ross Chastain and Kyle Busch. Let's get a further update on Ryan Blaney, who was on pit road just a lap ago.
They got the tires off and they checked him out. Travis Geisler of Team Penske was down, looked at it and confirmed it was a left rear loose wheel. That's what Ryan Blaney was feeling that entire time. He brought it in himself, made the call. Four new tires for Blaney.
So Blaney now our seventh playoff driver to have some sort of a problem here in the Hollywood Casino 400.
Let's give you a quick look at the top 10. That lead right now stable. Chastain and Kyle Busch with 71 to go. Truex right now, Martin Truex Jr. running in position number 3. William Byron fourth. His teammate Alex Bowman is fifth. Hamlin up the leaderboard again. He's up to sixth. Carson Hocevar seventh, but Tyler Reddick is right there in eighth. Ty Gibbs and Chris Buescher, they battle for position number 9.
Zane Smith is 11th. Chase Elliott is 12th. And Daniel Suarez 13th. Christopher Bell has stabilized in 14th. Bubba Wallace is 15th. Brad Keselowski goes 16th. Joey Logano 17th. Noah Gregson is 18th with Todd Gilliland 19th and Austin Dillon 20th.
Corey LaJoie 21st. Ryan Preece 22nd. Kyle Larson 23rd. Chase Briscoe 24th. Harrison Burton 25th. 26th to Ty Dillon. 27th to Daniel Hemric. 28th, Michael McDowell. Justin Haley 29th. And John Hunter Nemechek is 30th.
31st is Kaz Grala. 32nd is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 33rd is Ryan Blaney. He is the first car lap down. 34th, Austin Cindric. 35th is Eric Jones. 36th is Jimmy Johnson. Two cars out of the race. 37th will be J.J. Yaley. And 38th, Josh Berry.
And we've got a battle for the lead making its way off of turn number 2. Kyle Busch working back down to the inside. Down the back straightaway they go, Mike Bagley.
Here they come, Chastain and Busch. Private battle for the lead. No lap traffic on the immediate horizon. Busch again looking low, but Chastain still has him covered.
Chastain has the momentum topside. Kyle Busch again will have to fall back in line.
By the way, that look at the leaderboard has been brought to you by Napa. Elevate your engine's performance and help it run cleaner, longer with the advanced formulation and protection of Napa full synthetic engine oil. Available at Napa locations nationwide.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Kyle Busch made a shot at Ross Chastain going down the back straightaway and into three. Couldn't make it stick. Kyle Busch still second to Ross Chastain from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
63 laps to go, being entertained by the battle for the lead that's back up in turn number one.
Kyle Busch has not taken the lead officially yet, but he's been in front of Chastain three times in the last four laps. He's going to try it again on the back straightaway.
Side by side, Busch is there. This is the opening that he's been waiting for. The question is, can he make it happen? He'll dive it deep into the corner. He'll slide across the nose of Chastain. New leader, Kyle Busch.
Off turn number four, Chastain thinks about a crossover. Here comes Chastain. Busch drives him all the way down to the grass. Chastain does not lift their wheel to wheel.
Kyle led that time at the line, but Chastain's right back at him into turn number one. Rush Chastain with the wheel out in front. Back comes Kyle in the outside lane.
But Kyle reversed the tables on him. Kyle had the outside lane up against the wall. It was Chastain that had to use the lane down low, could not make it happen, and Kyle Busch retains the lead.
Couple of heavyweight fighters going toe-to-toe here with 61 laps to go. Kyle Busch and Ross Chastain advantage this time by five. It's Kyle Busch over Ross Chastain. Joey Logano on pit road. Todd Gordon, are we to that point right now where that window is open? Will we see them start to funnel on?
I think you will, and I think this is, Joey Logano is at the point. This is 61 laps to go. I felt like these guys could go mid-60s on fuel. This is the opportunity to cycle yourself forward, use those new fresh tires to get some track position.
Logano exits the pit lane. He is one lap down now, and he has got two cars in front of him that are also a lap down. So he's going to hope this stays green and continues to cycle around.
How about this? It wasn't that long ago that Blaney and Logano were running second and third. Now they're running 29th and 30th. And they're one lap down. How things have changed. And Ross Chastain early on, not even a factor. And now here he is running in position number two after leading a grand total of 27 laps. Alex, we're down to 59 next time by. And I would imagine we're going to start to see one by one, these cars coming to pit road.
Including Ty Gibbs, who's going to peel off the racetrack from the number nine position. Ty Gibbs, he's been out there longer than anybody else. He gets his car down to pit road speed and slowly works his way to his pit box where Steve Post patiently awaits.
I last pitted on lap 145, so Alex, you're 100% correct. He was the last one in or the longest one on tires. Here he is. 3, 2, 1, right on the monster score. Signboard there. Crew around to the right side. Going to be a minor chassis adjustment. The car got a little loose over that run. Sunoco Racing Fuel plug into Ty Gibbs' car. Ty Gibbs waiting on fuel. Waiting on fuel. Fuel is full. Ty Gibbs is down and away. Now the key with Joey Logano and Ty Gibbs pitting. Let's see who all this draws on the pit road.
Chris Buescher is going to pit, and Alan Cavana is there.
Chris Buescher on. Again, this is all sort of strategy calls. I checked in with Logano's team. Remember, we just pitted a few laps ago. The balance was so far out of whack, they just couldn't go any longer, decided to open the window. Kyle Busch's crew getting ready to come on pit road. He should be down here as Alex Bowman drives by for a pit stop. Kyle Busch, they're looking to pit from the lead sometime soon, Steve Post.
Martin Truex Jr., the Bass Pro, Tracker Boats colors on the Toyota. Here's MTJ into the crew. Routine pit work here. This could be the final stop of the race. Right side tires off. Right side tires on. Left side tires off. Left side tires on. Sunoco Fuel is in. He's down and away. Daniel Suarez is in. And more cars in front of you, Alan.
Kyle Busch pits from the lead as the crew goes over the wall. Already done with the right side. New Goodyear Eagles. Sunoco Fuel going in. Left side on. He's on, Steve Post.
Chastain brings the Kubota car into the attention of the crew. They are very happy with that automobile. Chastain got to get four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel here on lap 211. The last lap by Denny Hamlin was in getting pit service. The last lap by Daniel Suarez was getting pit service. More in front of you, Alan.
Chase Elliott has climbed his way through the field. Throughout the day after starting the rear, he's on pit road. Chase Briscoe has raced his way after having a terrible handling car. He is on and off pit road once again.
Race leader now is Tyler Reddick. He makes his way off of turn number two. He's getting other cars to pass him with the fresh tires, unlapping themselves. Guys like Denny Hamlin driving on by. Alex Bowman has driven on by. But for the moment, it looks like, Jeff, that Tyler Reddick is going to stay on the racetrack.
Christopher Bell, Brad Keselowski, Bubba Wallace, Todd Gilliland, Ty Dillon, John Hunter Nemechek, and Kaz Grala making up your top eight. And they need to come to pit road. So Tyler Reddick assumes the point here. 53 laps to go. Next time by, how long does he stay out? He last pitted on lap 159 for Christopher Bell. Running second, he last pitted on lap 168.
So, yeah, there's some decisions to be made there for those drivers running towards the top of the leaderboard. As a matter of fact, all the way through the top nine right now, all still have to make at least one more pit stop scheduled, depending on how caution flags fly throughout the running of this race. It's Reddick up front, Christopher Bell second. Brad Keselowski is currently being scored in position number three.
A couple of quick updates. Ryan Blaney has gotten back on the lead lap. This cycle has helped Ryan Blaney. He's up to 13th. Now, he's going to be shown as pitting on lap 191. We covered that stop for you. He has unlapped himself. Can't be said the same thing for Joey Logano, though. Joey right now a lap down in 22nd.
Yeah, he has, and he's been hemmed up in some traffic out there after he was the first one on this green flag cycle back on lap 205 to come to pit road. When he blended back onto the racetrack over in the back straightaway, he was in a pack of traffic, and that has killed his speed just trying to get caught back up.
Now, this is going to change as green flag pit stops continue. Playoff drivers, a lap down. Chase Elliott, 19th. Logano, 21st. Suarez, 22nd. You got to go way back to find Kyle Larson. He is one lap down, 29th. Chase Briscoe, one lap down. He's 32nd. And Austin Cindric, three laps down. He's 34th.
So clearly, Tyler Reddick and Christopher Bell, as a matter of fact, the top seven drivers through Kaz Grala, are hoping that there's going to be a caution flag here at any moment so they can make their pit stop under caution.
Yeah, I think that's one. Or, you know, we've seen this out of the JGR camp a lot of times, especially Adam Stevens, where he'll take the number of laps and split it physically in half so he gets the best laps out of both sets. That, to me, would be somewhere around 220 to 223 coming to pit road. We'll see whether that comes forward.
Right now, the leader is off turn number two, and Mike Bagley, Ty Gibbs, is going to do his best to unlap himself right now.
Well, he's going to make short work of the leader. Ty Gibbs on those fresher tires, pulls to the inside of the back straightaway, completes the pass. Tyler Reddick. Oh, Tyler Reddick's got a problem. I think he's got a flat tire. Car is zigzagging back and forth, trying to hang on to it, and he immediately brings that car to pit road.
Well, he does get it. If there's any kind of good luck at all, it happened right there at the entrance to pit lane. Tyler Reddick, that orange, black, and green Toyota with DraftKings on the side of the race car, makes his way to front for Steve Post.
Tyler Reddick does bring that car into the attention of the crew, and they go to work on it perfectly. actually timing on a bad situation there for Reddick. Go around to the right side. Man, that was quick on the right side. Left side tires off, left side tires on. Sunoco Racing Fuel is in. Haven't really heard any comment on the radio. Reddick brought it down. They changed those tires. We'll go down and see what the situation is there with Tyler Reddick. As we look up and down pit road, more signboards out for these drivers making their pit stops here. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was just in the last time. Jimmy Johnson was just in getting pit service. Christopher Bell inherited the lead when Tyler Reddick had his problem come to pit road. Here comes C. Bell. He has the very first pit box down here in turn number one. Bell brings that black, white, and red ring Toyota Camry into the touching of the crew. Right side work is done. Minor chassis adjustment to tighten the race car up a little bit. Left side work is all wrapped up. Sunoco Fuel is in. Todd Gordon said 219 or 220. It was 219, so Christopher Bell is down and away.
47 laps to go. We're going to reset it for you now. When we come back, Kyle Busch back out front here at Kansas.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water. Please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
45 laps to go. Kyle Busch back out front. Ross Chastain runs second right with him. Martin Truex Jr., William Byron, Alex Bowman, top five from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Their turn at the front of the field, and that is a record. And we just had another one, Alex Hayden.
A new leader here at the start-finish line. Ross Chastain off turn four was able to get around Kyle Busch. Chastain with the lead, but Kyle Busch on the backstretch rebounded.
Kyle Busch is trying to stay with him stride for stride. Chastain had been hunting him down, finally made the pass. Here's Chastain up the racetrack. Oh, and he hits the wall. Chastain bounces off the wall with Kyle Busch to his inside.
And Kyle Busch is going to slide across the nose of Ross Chastain, and now it's Kyle Busch back out front with 41 laps to go.
Chastain right on his back bumper into turn number one. Kyle runs the middle. Chastain about a groove higher. Some damage on the right rear corner of the Kubota Chevrolet, but he is still up to pace at Chastain.
Chastain brought it up the end of the back straightaway this past time, and he just couldn't control the slide. He's about a half lane off the wall this time through, not up against it like he has been in laps past.
Kyle Busch taking full advantage of the problem for Ross Chastain. He's going to gap him by some 7 car lengths with some traffic on the horizon.
And don't look now, but Martin Truex Jr. is beginning to make some inroads from third place. race. He was about 20 car lengths behind Chastain. Now it's half that.
And behind Truex, William Byron and Alex Bowman are starting to close in on this race as well. Kyle Busch, lap traffic ahead. He'll deal with the Carson Hocevar car.
And now we are inside 40 laps remaining here. Three drivers at the front of the field, if you're just joining us, have yet to go to victory lane this year, and they're being chased by a couple of Hendrick Chevrolet teammates.
Here comes Kyle Busch into turn number one. He'll go to the inside, try to put a lap on Carson Hocevar, whose top 10 afternoon has gone away here in the late stages.
This is the day that Kyle Busch has been waiting for quite a while. Quite frankly, a lot of the fandom has as well. Haven't seen Kyle Busch in this position for a long time, but right now, he is starting to flex some muscle with that Chevrolet.
Somewhat of a sympathetic crowd as well as Kyle Busch reassumed the top spot. Quite a few of them stood up and began to cheer. Not something, Dave, we've seen very often.
There was a lot of times where it was hard to find a Kyle Busch cheerer at this time of a race, but when you go in a drought for a while, Mike Bagley, people start to feel bad and maybe even root for you.
Kyle Busch is having a banner day right now. The question is, can he connect all the dots and drive it into Mobile One victory lane? Right now, he's got a 6-car length lead over Ross Chastain.
First ballot Hall of Famer is now leading here. Kyle Busch, 63 times he's gone to victory lane in his past, and he's got some work to do yet, Dave. 37 laps to go.
Three lap cars in front of him. First one in line, running right up next to the fence. Kyle will go to the bottom, look to put a lap on Michael McDowell.
Here he comes up the back straightaway. Kyle Busch, that is going to give McDowell the good look. McDowell keeps his car at the top of the racetrack, and Kyle Busch takes it downstairs.
Kyle Busch proving that the car can indeed make some speed at the bottom of the racetrack, and he'll put another car length or two on second place, Ross Chastain, who still is yet to get by the lap car of McDowell.
Dead ahead will be Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He'll be the next one to go a lap down. Then the playoff machine of Chase Briscoe.
Right now, Kyle Busch and Ross Chastain are separated by 6 car lengths. With that lap traffic Dave described on the horizon, Kyle will take it to the top of the racetrack this time by.
Alex Hayden, 35 to go. It's Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, and Martin Truex Jr., top three non-playoff drivers. And then you get back to the playoff drivers. Fourth place running, William Byron, his teammate Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, sixth, and Ryan Blaney, seventh. Non-playoff drivers, Ty Gibbs, Chris Buescher go 8-9, and Chase Elliott has rallied back now. Chase Elliott running 10th, another one of the playoff drivers.
You're just joining us. Chase Elliott had to start at the back of the field today after they changed the engine in their Chevrolet. After qualifying yesterday, he's been able to get to the top 10 a couple of different times today. And with 34 laps to go in the Hollywood Casino 400, quick look at the cut line for the points. Right now, Chase Elliott is on the good side of it by 1 point. 1 point behind on the outside looking in is Joey Logano. 12 points out is Daniel Suarez. 26 out is Chase Briscoe. 28 points out is Austin Cindric.
So let's take a look at some of those playoff drivers that are running outside of the top 10. We mentioned those that were. Reddick right now running 11th. Suarez running 12th. Logano back on the lead lap. He's 16th. Christopher Bell 18th. Kyle Larson 19th. Those drivers on the lead lap. Chase Briscoe on the tail end of the lead lap, 26th. And Austin Cindric, rough day for him. 4 laps down, he is running 34th.
Kyle Busch has been able to get through some of this traffic fairly well, but Ross Chastain's car beginning to come to life.
Oh, he's closing down on him. Now it's separated by 2 car lengths as Kyle Busch is trying to get by Chase Briscoe.
It's going to be all about handling now. How have you saved any Goodyear Racing Eagle to the run to the checkered flag? 32 to go. The leaders are in one.
Briscoe, a playoff driver, is not going to lay over and let Kyle Busch go. Kyle's going to have to beat him on the outside lane. He squeezes. No, he's in the wall. He gets the wall and he spins. Kyle Busch tags the wall while trying to lap chase Briscoe, and he wrecks on the back straightaway.
That may have started back here off turn four. I'm not so sure Kyle Busch didn't bounce it off the wall exiting turn number four. And Dave Moody, it was finally finished off on the backstretch.
He tried to squeeze between the Chase Briscoe machine and the outside wall at the exit of turn two. He had enough room, plus about 1/8 of an inch. He got a little wide, slapped the wall, fishtailed a couple of times on the backstretch and then spun the length of the back straight away. Ross Chastain, who was right in his hip pocket when it happened, did a great job to avoid being swept up.
Absolutely heartbreaking for Kyle Busch. He indeed did get the fence, and then around he goes. We are under caution. 30 to go. Next time by, and Ross Chastain is back out front.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your